at less than 24 hours to get our action group together, which I couldn't possibly do. And furthermore, the councillors of the electoral area were not invited, or they were not afforded the opportunity to attend. I asked that the meeting be postponed for a few hours until later in the day, so that it would give the councillors an opportunity to attend, and it would give me an opportunity to get the members of my action group in order to have a delegation to go to the meeting.
But we know that Councillor Ian McGarvey did go to Lifford in the hope of meeting the minister there. He was of the understanding that a meeting room had been reserved at County House, but there was no sign of Minister Daly in County House, and no meeting took place involving the minister and the councillor. Disappointing, because you obviously, as do other campaigners, want to get maximum exposure with Minister Daly and maximum opportunity to make your points.
This has been terribly disappointing. But as again I say, it's not surprising. On the 7th of November, we went to a meeting that was organised with the Minister for Health, as we thought, the Secretary General of the Department, Minister Daly, and a lot of other officials. And when we went to Dalairn on the 7th of November last, what we found was officials from the HSE outside remonstrating or whatever with each other, wondering whether they should go in or not, because they were only informed of the meeting the previous day. The Oireachtas members of Donegal were not informed of that meeting, despite the fact that meeting had been arranged some good few weeks beforehand with us. So it seems to be a case again where our committee this meeting was announced at the last minute. It was a meeting we had originally sought with Minister Joe McHugh, and then we got an email from his office to say that Minister Daly would be in Donegal, and we were invited to a meeting with him less than 24 hours beforehand.
In a recent Dáil exchange with Deputy Piers Doherty, Minister Daly accused Deputy Doherty of scaremongering, saying, if I recall the quote correctly, "You well know the situation." It seems one of the major problems is people don't well know the situation, and there is a vacuum, and we all know what tends to happen when vacuums exist.
It sounds very mysterious, the whole situation, that Minister Daly can come up and say one thing in Donegal, and then when he's questioned on the floor of Dáil Éireann, there's totally different answers given. St. Joseph's is nowhere within the capital plan. We can be told one thing at a political meeting where department officials are not present or senior officials are not present, and then something different is said maybe on Highland Radio, where the minister has been interviewed, to what he says in the Dáil. So it depends on where the minister is. The narrative changes. It depends on if there's officials there present or not. So when there is officials, when there's an official reply on the floor of the Dáil, there is no guarantee. There is no future for St. Joseph's, for Lifford, for Remelton. And it's very disappointing and very heartbreaking.